About 650,000 individuals become United States citizens every year. Each of us has attended ceremonies where this happens. This is the heart blood of our nation. This is why we call the United States of America the nation of immigrants. What is so important about it is no one becomes an American based upon his or her race, where their grandparents came from. In fact, that's constitutionally impermissible. One becomes an American by a remarkable oath of allegiance to this country, as opposed to some other country, and then demonstrating good character, being here for 5 years, and showing that you know our common language, English, and an understanding of United States history. That oath of allegiance, which these 650,000 new citizens will take, is basically the same oath of allegiance that George Washington and his officers at Valley Forge in 1777 took themselves. It has a great deal of meaning. Other countries in the world have not had the experience that we have had helping people from around the world become Americans. The English, the French, the Japanese, the German are struggling with that right now as people move in who are not Japanese and German and English and French, and it's hard for them to become of that national identity. We haven't had that problem. We welcome everyone based upon their understanding of these documents. So if we don't teach it in our schools, or if we don't learn it in the naturalization process, then we're not a united country. And as I've said many times on this floor, diversity is a great strength of the United States of America, but it is not our greatest strength. Our greatest strength is we've been able to take all of this diversity and mold it into one country, because not because of race, not because of ethnicity, but because of belief in a few principles and our common language, we're able to say we're proud of where we came from, but we're prouder to be American.